Hello there, Rebels. Welcome to the Red Squadron broadcast. I'm your host and Red Leader, Dominique. I'm a farm girl who has always looked off into the twin sunset, wishing for adventure. Throughout this broadcast, I'll take an in-depth look at everything Star Wars, from the movies, to the books, to the shows, and beyond. This episode, I thought it might be fun to take some more quizzes. I hope you'll play along as we discover which Star Wars Rebels character we are. For months now, I have been so busy. I picked up a communications major to add to my English major, added another year of college, started an internship, among numerous other things. Even though they say the resistance stops for nothing, I need a break. And what better way to take a break than with you, Rebels? I thought it might be fun to take some more quizzes and overanalyze all of the options. Please feel free to take the quizzes with me, and be sure to let me know your results. As always, the quiz links will be in the show notes. This past year, I finished my first watch through of Star Wars Rebels, and I'm just dying to know what character I am. So I thought we should take some Rebels quizzes. Am I feisty Sabine, crazy Chopper, street smart Ezra? Let's find out together. So I thought it only fitting that we start with the official StarWars.com Which Star Wars Rebels character are you quiz. So question number one, which vehicle do you prefer? Speeder bike, the Ghost, stolen TIE fighter, or TIE advanced prototype? Well, I'm not really fond of TIE fighters because I don't think most of them actually have life support if I read correctly. A speeder bike might be fun, but you can't go anywhere off-world. You kind of need to stay on the planet, but it'd be really fun to, like, just go really fast on the planet's surface, kind of like a motorcycle is fun, you know? But I think the choice I'm going to have to go with is the Ghost. It's just such an iconic ship, and to be able to fly it would be amazing, so I'm going to go with the Ghost. Question two. Which weapon do you use? Ooh, lots of options on this one. A good right hook, my henchman, all-in-one lightsaber blaster, bow rifle, explosives, and spray paint, spinning double-bladed lightsaber, plain old lightsaber, or my military mind. I can pick so many of these characters out. Anyway. I'm not really sure I have a military mind, so probably not that one. Bow rifle, guns are cool, but there's so many better options on this list. Spinning double-bladed lightsaber might be kind of dangerous for me because I might hit myself on accident and then I might accidentally cut off a few limbs there, so. Explosives and spray paint. Explosives also kind of scare me. I'm not sure how good I'd be with them. My henchmen? Henchmen kind of... The word henchman just makes you seem evil, so I don't think I can do that option. A good right hook? Sure, I could punch people if I needed to, but also, ow, my hand. Maybe I just don't know how to punch correctly, but probably not that. Plain old lightsaber, I love lightsabers, let's go for it. But then there's the all-in-one lightsaber blaster, so you can fight close range and long range. So I'm gonna have to go with the all-in-one lightsaber blaster just because of its versatility. Question three, your friends are in danger, what do you do? Sacrifice myself to save them, plan a rescue mission, try and save them, even if I'm not supposed to. Call in reinforcements. Let them die if it means victory. Fear is my only friend. So dramatic. I try to read through all the options before I commentate on them, but oh my word, that one is so dramatic. Fear is my only friend. Leave them behind, feel guilty, and save them later. Nothing unless they owe me money. Then I'll help. Well, I'm not so heartless as to say let them die if it means victory. or do nothing. I don't know if I'd leave them behind. That would probably be a realistic option, to leave them behind, feel guilty, and then save them later. Calling reinforcements is a good idea. Fear is my only friend is just kind of a hilarious option, and I feel really bad for anyone whose only friend is fear. Try and save them even if I'm not supposed to. That's probably it's probably most like me. And plan a rescue mission is also a good idea. So I've got four options. Oh, I guess sacrifice myself to save them. See, would that be like, I don't know, man. Because all of these things could happen at the same time, technically. I could try and save them even if I'm not supposed to by calling in reinforcements and planning a rescue mission. And that could happen after I've left them behind and felt guilty. And then on that rescue mission, I could sacrifice myself to save them. So I think I'm probably going to go with try and save them even if I'm not supposed to, because that's probably the most close to me. Question 4, what's your favorite color? Orange, purple, black, or gray? Well, none of these are my favorite color. If you've listened to this podcast, you know what my favorite color is. But out of these, it's not black. It's not gray. Purple is a nice color, but I've kind of been on an orange kick recently. Number one, the flight suits for X-Wing pilots are orange. So that kind of got me back into orange. When I was little, I adored orange. I had this coloring book, this Easter coloring book with a bunny village. I was maybe like 2 or 3 at the time. And I colored every single picture in it orange. With the same crayon. The same crayon, orange. The whole thing. And I'd go back and I'd color over the crayon I'd already colored with orange again. So then I got really sick of orange for a while, and now I'm back to orange because X-Wings. So my favorite color out of those is orange. Question 5. How do you spend your free time? Painting, meditating, bashing bucket heads, piloting, setting Jedi traps, eating, fixing things because no one else can apparently, or stealing stormtrooper helmets. I usually don't paint. Sometimes I sketch. I don't think I'm very good. But setting Jedi traps, that implies that I'm an enemy of the Jedi, and I don't think I would be. Eating. I love food, but eating all the time is not good for you. Meditating. It's good to take a moment to just, you know, but it's not what I would probably choose to do with my free time. Stealing stormtrooper helmets would be kind of fun, especially how Ezra does it. My goodness. I like how Ezra has such a huge collection of stormtrooper helmets that he's stolen. And then throughout the show, the Phoenix family keeps giving him helmets because they know he likes them. Bashing bucket heads is really tempting, but I don't know if I'd go out in my free time to bash bucket heads when my job would kind of be doing that. Fixing things because no one else can, apparently, is very tempting because sometimes I feel like I get stuck with doing the odd jobs around places because no one else does them. But piloting, oh my word, I would love to be a pilot. And if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I am a little obsessed with pilots. So piloting or fixing things because no one else can, apparently. I think I'm gonna have to go with piloting because that one just pulls at my heart more. But I relate to fixing things because no one else can, apparently, on a very spiritual level. So piloting is what I would do in my free time. Number 6. My greatest strength is my ruthlessness, courage, leadership, creativity, scheming mind, manipulation, actual strength, or a really, really positive attitude. So we can knock a few of them off right away. Ruthlessness. I don't think I'm very ruthless at all. Scheming mind, I don't think I scheme too much. Also, the scheming mind also implies evil, and I don't think I'm evil. Manipulation is also kind of not a great thing to do, you know? Another one we can knock off right away is actual strength. I am a farm girl. I lift heavy things, I carry things, I work with livestock, I lift, carry, hold, do lots of things that require actual strength, but I wouldn't say that I'm the strongest person, and I wouldn't say that that's my greatest strength. Leadership. I don't like to follow, but I don't know if leadership would be my best quality. Really, really positive attitude. I wouldn't say I'm overly, like, annoyingly positive. I get in really funky moods sometimes where I'm not really positive. But I usually try to be, you know, because I think that's good to try to have a positive mental attitude throughout life. But I wouldn't say that a really, really positive attitude is my greatest strength. So, where you're between creativity and courage. I think I'm really creative. I love writing. I like writing fiction stories. I like coming up with characters and plots, and even just like sitting somewhere, I can have a million stories going through my head, coming up with things like, oh, look at that woman over there. She's carrying a basket. I wonder what she has in the basket. She's got apples in the basket. Oh, she's going to go home and make applesauce for her children or something like that. That was very uncreative. But just, or what if a Star Destroyer came out of the sky right now? What would we do? And just come up with different scenarios in my head. And so I think I'm really creative. But I'm not convinced it's my greatest strength, because I'm really leaning towards courage. Courage isn't not being afraid of something, it's facing your fears. As Carrie Fisher put it, be afraid, but do it anyway. That's courage. Being afraid, but doing things anyway. And that's really been a huge part of my life, is being afraid, but still going through life despite fear and coming out on the other side mostly okay. So I think my greatest strength is courage, being able to know that whatever I go through, there's still hope. So my greatest strength is my courage, followed closely by creativity. Question 7. Most people would describe me as wise, dangerous, grumpy, but what do they know? Frightening, loyal, talented, compassionate, or brutish with brains. I can be grumpy sometimes, but not most of the time, so I think we're going to cross grumpy, but what do they know, off the list. Brutish with brains, I don't think I'm a brute, so crossing that one off. Frightening, I hope I don't scare anybody. That would be really unfortunate and really weird. I'm pretty much the least intimidating person ever. I like to think I could be intimidating, but I don't really think so. Dangerous. Dangerous is a cool one because, yeah, you could be dangerous and be a good guy. I don't really think I'm dangerous, though. Wise? I hate these questions because they're like, oh, stroke your ego a little bit, but, yeah. So, wise, loyal, talented, or compassionate? Loyal? if once I decide to stick to someone or something, there is little anyone else can do to get me to not stick to that. So I am extremely loyal, I think. Talented. I mean, I hate this. Wise and talented are like, you can't really say them about yourself, which is why, like, when I take these quizzes with Green Leader Gabe, I make him answer these questions for me, because else it's like,
oh yeah, everybody, I'm really talented, you know?
But compassionate. I think I might be compassionate. I think people might describe me as compassionate. I just feel really deeply for other people, and I can... Yeah, we're just gonna go with compassionate. Question 8. Which pet would you like?
Ooh, yay.
Puffer pig? Firenock? I think that's how you say that. A loth cat? Or a tibbity? I need to look these up. I know what the puffer pig is.
Lando episode, oh my word.
It's so strange. So, a firenock. Oh my word, they're those demon things that lived in that cave. Nope. Yeah, they're terrifying. Firenocks are ferocious quadruped creatures featuring yellow eyes, sharp teeth, and long tails that reproduce in great numbers. The animals are unable, whether for fear or sensitivity, to walk in sunlight. In the cover of darkness, however, firenocks are fierce, relentless predators attacking in throngs. So, nah fam, I'm good. And we need tibbity next. Tibbities are large flying creatures found in the mountains of Stygian Prime, featuring two enormous wings, green eyes, and a long tail. They are attuned to frequencies and vibrations and can often interpret the signals of nearby starships as mating calls. Oh, so this is when they went to rescue Master Luminara, and the ghosts started attracting the Tibbities. So Hera had to leave, which caused problems. But they kind of freak me out. Puffer pigs are kind of like puffer fish, except it's a pig. So I think the obvious choice here is loth cat. They are absolutely adorable, and sometimes they're called tukas, and I think that's cute. So we are going to have a loth cat for a pet. Question 9. What's your least favorite thing to do? Meluron shopping? Lightsaber training on top of the ghost? Pretty much anything? Or fighting giant firenocks? Well, I would love to lightsaber train on top of the ghost. Absolutely love it. I love to do a lot of things, so pretty much anything doesn't describe me. Meluron shopping might be dull, but the least favorite thing for me would probably be fighting those giant demon creature firenocks. So, that's my answer. Ooh. Question 10. What's your dream job? To have no job, crime lord or food critic, military leader, an explosive artist, to help people, pilot, guard, warrior, free of fear. There's several attractive options here. To have no job, I don't know if that's the best, because you have to have some sort of purpose in your life, which true, you can find that without a job. But I think I could find purpose in one of these jobs. So crime lord or food critic, wow, that's one option. What if you're a crime lord food critic? But neither of those really appeal to me. Military leader, I am scared of, so I'm not going to lead a whole bunch of people to their death by being a military leader. An explosive artist, as I said, explosives kind of scare me. And I'm not convinced I'm the greatest artist, so to help people is a good option. A warrior free of fear. That one is attractive because of the free of fear option. A guard? I don't know if I'd want to guard something. But there's one option here I think we all know I'm going to pick. So, my dream job is to be a pilot. And here are the results. Got any guesses? I'll just tell you. You're Harrison Dula. You have a big heart, can pilot better than most, and are a natural leader. While your friends make decisions like stealing TIE fighters that drive you crazy, you can make the best of any situation. Now, I think I really agree with this. Throughout watching the show, Hera is one of the characters that I connected with the most, just because she's a lot like me. Her decision-making, her thought processes, her emotions all just connected with me so much. And I absolutely adore Hera, so I am honored that StarWars.com thinks I'm like her. After this short break, we'll take another quiz. So, am I satisfied just taking one Star Wars Rebel personality quiz? Absolutely not. I need to take another one just to see if the official quiz is correct. So I found another quiz on Beano. As usual, the link will be in the show notes. So, which Star Wars Rebels character am I? More of an Ezra or an absolute Kanan? Find out which Star Wars Rebels character you are with this epic quiz. Question 1. What is your greatest strength? Survival, hope, leadership, or creativity? Once again, I don't know if leadership is my greatest strength. Creativity, maybe. Survival, I've survived this far, so I guess I'm pretty good at it. But I think my greatest strength among these is hope, similarly to courage, because there's always hope that things will get better. So hope. Question 2. How would others describe you? Rebellious, secretive, extrovert, or expressive? I am not an extrovert at all. Surprise! I am very much an introvert. I like my alone time. People are great sometimes, but being by myself is refreshing. Secretive, I'm not terribly a secretive kind of person. Like, you wouldn't suspect me of having horrible secrets and not telling anybody anything ever. Expressive? I can be expressive. Around my family, I am very expressive. And rebellious. I don't know if I'm particularly, like, outstandingly rebellious as, like, somebody would describe me that way. This is hard. I think my two favorite options are rebellious or expressive, but I'm not sure which one to pick. Because am I rebellious? I don't love rules most of the time when they don't make sense. If a rule makes sense, it's fine, but if a rule doesn't make sense, I don't know. I like rules and I hate rules at the same time. I'm rebellious against a lot of social norms, can I say? Like, when everybody else thinks something is right, but I don't think it's right. I'm that kind of rebellious. I will think for myself and follow what I think is right. Whereas expressive, I think I'd need to be a little more outgoing for. I'm going to pick rebellious, even though I don't think any of these options quite describes me. So question 3, which color eyes do you wish you had? Blue, pale blue, green, or brown? Well, my eyes are blue-green. They literally are a perfect combination of blue and green, where you can't tell which they actually are. or more of, I should say. And I really like my eyes, so I don't think I wish I had any different eyes. But for the sake of this question, I think I'll go blue, just because most people say my eyes are blue, even though they're blue-green, and depending what I'm wearing, the lighting, anything, they can look either blue, more blue, or more green. So I wish I had blue eyes like I have. Question 4. What would your ideal job be in the quote-unquote normal world? Estate agent, spy, pilot, or artist? Do I even need to analyze this question? I want to be a pilot. Question 5. What would be your choice of weapon? Standard lightsaber, all-in-one lightsaber blaster, Blurg 1120 holdout blaster, or explosives and spray paint? Well, we already kind of went through this in the last quiz. I think the all-in-one lightsaber blaster is a great combination because then you have long-range and close-range weapons all in one. So we're going all-in-one lightsaber blaster. Question 6. What vehicle would you prefer to use? Speeder bike? None. The Ghost or a TIE Fighter? Like I said in the last quiz, speeder bikes would be fun. Going really, really fast out in the open is amazing. TIE Fighters don't really have life support. Back in the Rebels era, anyway, I don't think they had life support. Most of them didn't. I don't think. Or then there's the Ghost, and I like the Ghost a lot, so we're picking the Ghost. Question 7. What would you do if your friends were in danger? I wonder. Guys, they stole a bunch of these questions from the other quiz. From the official Star Wars quiz. Okay, I'm gonna finish this quiz just because I'm this far through it, and then we'll take another one. Because I feel like this is taking the same exact quiz again. But anyway, I will go faster through the questions we've already answered. Question 7, what would you do if your friends were in danger? I would try to save them even when I'm told not to. Question 8, what is your favorite color? It's the same exact options. Oh, I guess there's green instead of black. So out of these, I'm gonna have to pick green, actually. Green is my second favorite color, next to blue. Then orange is probably my third favorite at the moment. So question 9, how do you like to spend your free time? A couple of these options are different. Stealing, playing strategy games, meditating, or painting? I don't really want to steal very much because that's illegal. Even though I am a bit of a rebel, I don't think stealing is a good thing to rebel with. I think I'm gonna have to pick playing strategy games. Number 10, how do you like to wear your hair? Short and black these days. Short and brown. Who needs hair when you have tentacles? Or short and purple. Well, I like to wear my hair long. So none of these, actually. Also, I think they're calling Hera's... Also, I think they're calling Hera's Leku tentacles, and that's offensive to all Twi'leks everywhere. So, yeah. I think I would pick Hera's Leku, though, because you can put pretty things on them. Like her little headpiece. It's super cute. And I don't want short hair, so we're gonna do who needs hair when you have Leku. And the results are in. Guys, you'll never guess. I am Hera Syndulla. Loved and respected by your friends. You have amazing skills and a strong mind. Well done. Why, thank you, quiz. I did do a rather good job, didn't I? Well, I am going to find another quiz for us to take. So sit tight, and I'll be back. So I am back, not only with another quiz, but another fun surprise that I'm going to add on to the end. So this next quiz is from gotoquiz.com. It's called Which Star Wars Rebels Character Are You? And the link will be in the show notes. The description: there are some people who belong to the Jedi Order, and some just to the rebellion against the Empire. Take this quiz to find out who you are from Star Wars Rebels. Which Star Wars Rebels character are you? Period. Are you Kanan Jarrus, Ezra Bridger, Sabine, Hera, or are you even Zeb? Take this quiz to find out. Can't wait to see who you get. No punctuation. I'm sorry, I'm doing an editing internship. So grammar is very much on my mind at the moment. So question number one, what is your age? Not really sure I'm gonna tell you my age. You can guess. Guess how old I am. If you get it right, you'll get some kind of prize. What is your gender? Female. Question three. How would your friends describe you? Kind of annoying, but otherwise a pretty good friend. Very cute, they love the way you look and act. Love to use physical force when someone annoys you. Loyal to the death, or the backbone of the whole operation. I'm kind of annoying. You know, I get it. I'm kind of annoying sometimes. I'm crazy. I'm very cute. So of course they should love the way I look and act. You know? I have hit my brother before when he was annoying. But I wouldn't say I love to use physical force. Loyal to the death. I definitely am, because I'm stubborn. Or the backbone of the whole operation. We're between loyal to the death, very cute, because of course I am, or kind of annoying, but otherwise a pretty good friend. I don't think my friends would say I'm kind of annoying. I think they'd be nicer than that. We're gonna go with loyal to the death, just because that's a hardcore option and I like it. So there's one thing about this quiz you need to know before we go any further. It's very scenario based, and sometimes I like taking those quizzes, you know? They just make me happy. I'm not saying they're accurate, I'm not saying they're not, but you know, sometimes I like to take them. So. Question four. The Inquisitor has arrived and wants to kill you all. You, panic, pull out your lightsaber. It's fighting time. Just do whatever Kanan says. Fly y'all out of there. There's no reason to risk it. Who cares? I'm after Agent Kallisks. Kallisks. Yeah, guys, they didn't spell Kallis right. Which is fine. It's just funny. Who cares? I'm after Agent Kallis. Well, I mean, I probably would internally panic. I might be after Agent Kallis, but, you know, that's not stopping me from panicking or doing any of these other options. I would probably do whatever Kanan said, because he has more experience dealing with the Inquisitors than I do. I would probably also pull out my lightsaber because it's fighting time. You know, I don't think any of these are mutually exclusive, you know? I could do all of them at the same time. Well, not all of them. Because I couldn't leave if I stayed in one of the other options, so. Fly y'all out of there, there's no reason to risk it, is a good option, but then the Inquisitor will probably just find you later. So It kind of depends on whether the situation is a stand your ground type situation or if it's another place, another time would be better. Like, we'd have better odds at a different time, you know? I'd probably pull out my lightsaber. It's fighting time, because then I could fight and give everybody a chance to get out of there. And we could leave.
So.
And also then, you know, I wouldn't be unarmed. As I apparently would be in any of these other options. Number 5. Your pilot was shot dead. You take over the controls and act as if nothing happened. As if it never happened. Wow. Panic. Find someone who can maybe fly a little better than you, or run away in an escape pod. Well, I don't think I could take over the controls and act like it never happened because there's a dead person now. And dead people are kind of hard to ignore, you know? Panic? Yeah, panic is a good option. I'd definitely panic if somebody shot my pilot dead, you know? Find someone who can maybe fly a little better than you. Yeah, but then nobody's at the controls now, which is when we need them. Run away in an escape pod. Well, is the ship gonna blow up, or what? Because if the ship is fine and you just need a pilot, I would probably take over the controls, but I don't think I could act as if it never happened, because it did happen, and that's traumatic. That's really traumatic. Question 6. What is your favorite color? Pink, green, brown, purple, or orange? Brown is the only option capitalized, and there's no question mark on this sentence. Once again, I'm sorry, I am doing an editing internship, so I am in editing mode. Still. So my favorite color out of these, it's not pink, it's definitely not brown. Orange, green, and purple are in contention. Purple is my third option. Orange is close, but I think it's going to have to be green once again out of these options. Do you have a crush? You know what? I don't think you guys need... Wait. You know what? I do have a crush. I do have a crush. Major crush. Do y'all want to know who my crush is? Well, let me read you the options first. Yes, I love him, her. Maybe. Once. No. Kind of. I kind of do like the person who likes me. So, my answer is, yes, I love him. And my crush is Poe Dameron. Next question. Do you love your parents? Yes. Yes, and I'll make the Empire pay for hurting them. Kinda. Or, it doesn't matter to me. Okay, it doesn't matter to me isn't a no. There's no no option here. Not that I don't love my parents. But there's no no option, and it doesn't matter to me isn't really a great... Do you love your parents? It doesn't matter to me. So, were my parents hurt by the Empire? Like, there's yes, and yes, I'll make the Empire pay for hurting them. So maybe they're asking, like, how much you love your parents. Like, would you make the Empire pay for hurting them? And the answer is yes. I would wreck anyone who hurt my parents. Question 9. How would you describe yourself? Sometimes annoying, easily annoyed, artistic, brave and loyal, or smart? Well, I think I am pretty smart. Just because school has always been pretty easy for me. We're gonna delete all of that. Delete the smart comments. So I am sometimes annoying and I am easily annoyed. I like to think I'm artistic, but as I said earlier, I don't know if I'm any good. I kind of like the brave and loyal option because I do. We're going brave and loyal. Question 10. Which statement is true of you? Sabine is cute. Ezra is annoying. Ezra, don't lose focus. No fighting on my ship. Ezra is okay. These statements, oh my word. Ezra is annoying. Ezra is okay. Ezra, don't lose focus. Sabine is cute. Wow, I can pick out each member of the crew here, the ghost crew. Sabine is cute, that's Ezra. No fighting on my ship is Hera. Ezra, don't lose focus, is Kanan. Ezra is annoying is Zeb. And Ezra is okay is Sabine. I think Ezra is okay. Ezra's more than okay. I love Ezra. Sabine is pretty cute. She's also amazing. Ezra should not lose focus, season 3. Ezra is annoying. He definitely can be. But the response I relate to on a spiritual level is no fighting on my ship. Question 11. Do you like this quiz? No. I'm kidding. I'll tell them I like it. Question 12. Should I make more quizzes? No. Just kidding. If you enjoy baking quizzes, definitely make more quizzes. You know? If this is what you do for fun and you think it's fun, go for it. It's a pretty decent quiz, I think. We'll see who I get. But yeah, you should make more quizzes. So we're submitting our answers. And, oh wow, I did not see that coming. I am Sabine. You are a good shot with your two guns. You know that Ezra likes you, and sometimes wish he'd get off your back. You are also loyal to your friends, including Ezra, and will risk your life trying to save them. Well, I'm honored they think I'm like Sabine, but I don't know if I really am, like, terribly. I mean, we're both brave and loyal. Maybe. But then my next closest result was Hera at 78%. So that's pretty accurate, I think. So some of you might be familiar with the Enneagram. It is 9 numbers that correspond to personality types. You can take a quiz online to figure out which Enneagram number you are. I am a number 4, which is the romantic. That doesn't necessarily mean romantic love, but it means that we are creative, dreamer-type people. If you want to take the test and read through your results, you will find that it is scarily accurate. And it kind of helps you get a better understanding of why you are the way you are, why you act a certain way, and how you react to other people, and why you react to other people the way you do. It's just very interesting. So my 4th link for the day is, which Star Wars Rebels character matched your Enneagram personality? This is on screenrant.com, and I will put the link in the show notes so you can check it out. So I am an Enneagram type 4, as I said before. I also have a wing 5. So I think let's check out my wing first. Wing means that you lean towards another number a little bit. So you're one number, but you can lean, say I'm a 1, so I can lean either towards a 9 or a 2, since those are the next closest numbers to me. Or a 7 would lean toward a 6 or an 8. So I am a 4 wing 5. So the character who matches my wing is Thrawn. He is an Enneagram wing 5. He is an Enneagram 5. That is terrifying. Thrawn was a Legends character so popular that he was eventually inducted into the new canon by appearing in the third season of Rebels. He later went on to star in his own series of novels. Thrawn is known for his incredible intelligence and sharp strategic mind, as well as being one of the few high-ranking Imperial officers that happen to be non-human. Thrawn is a visionary and an incredible leader. He has lost very few battles and is known for his patience. He prefers to observe and get to know his enemies in order to determine how they will act so he can interfere. No doubt Thrawn is an Enneagram 5. Well, that is absolutely terrifying. I did not think I was anything like Thrawn, but maybe I'm a good side Thrawn? Can there be such a thing? So now let's see what my main number is. I am an Enneagram 4. And my character is Ezra, Enneagram 4. When audiences first met Ezra, he's a self-absorbed young man who cares only about saving his own skin, or so he claims. But it quickly becomes apparent that Ezra is full of compassion and enjoys helping people. He often feels as though he's lacking in something crucial. He's drawn to the dark side of the Force in the third season to further his own potential within the Force to protect his friends after losing Ahsoka. But is also shown to be incredibly creative and often comes up with out-of-the-box solutions to his problems, like a four would. So I guess I'm kind of like Ezra a little bit. I come up with creative solutions and I like helping people. I'm full of compassion. I'm very empathetic. So that is very interesting. I'm a mix of Ezra and Thrawn, I guess, according to the Enneagram. So, apparently I am Hera, Sabine, and Ezra. Obviously, I agree with the Hera results the most, but I can also now see bits of myself in Ezra and Sabine. What results did you get? Be sure to let me know who you got and if you agree with your results. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Thank you for taking these quizzes with me. It was wonderful to just take a break and get away for a bit. Now, back to work. The Resistance needs us. At the end of each broadcast, I like to take a moment to appreciate the music of the Star Wars saga. This broadcast's piece is Ezra's theme from Star Wars Rebels, composed by Kevin Kiner. Yes, I picked this piece because Ezra was one of the characters I'm like, but I also love this theme. I adore that bits of the original Star Wars themes are in this theme. There will be hints, just hints, barely even there, of older themes. And there's definitely the Force theme, prevalently intertwined. And also, I definitely picked up part of Leia's theme. I think it's so interesting that Leia's theme is intertwined with Ezra's. Is Kiner trying to compare the two? I mean, they both did lose their parents to the Empire. Their parents were both dedicated to fighting the Empire, and now their children, Ezra and Leia, are fighting too. Ezra and Leia are both also tempted by the dark side, though Ezra maybe goes a bit further with that, but they both fight for the light. I just think it was such an interesting choice to use Leia's theme in Ezra's. I also love how Ezra's theme is bold, but also a little bit questioning, like it's confident and unsure at the same time. I think maybe this could reflect how Ezra puts on a brave face and acts confident, street smart. But after meeting the crew of the Ghost, he's honestly not so sure of himself anymore, although he doesn't want to show anyone that. Everything changed for him in a moment. I think this theme is absolutely beautiful and perfect for Ezra. Please give this song a listen and let me know your thoughts on it. That's going to finish up our broadcast. Thank you so much for listening. This episode, I would like to thank my friend Rags for encouraging me to find the time to make this episode. I make this broadcast because I really enjoy it, but it is so, so encouraging to know that there are people out there who enjoy listening to the broadcast as much as I enjoy making it. So, thank you, Rags. You are a true hero of the Rebellion. And I would love to hear from you, Rebel listener. Do you have any ideas, questions, comments, or suggestions? Send me a transmission at redsquadronbroadcast@gmail.com. Tweet me, find me on Instagram, or go to our Tumblr, which allows anonymous questions that we can answer on the broadcast or write on our blog. You can also leave a voice message on our Anchor page, and you might be on the air. You can find all these ways to contact us in the show notes. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. Once again, thank you so much for listening to the Red Squadron broadcast. I appreciate each and every one of you rebels. Ignite the spark, light the fire, and may the Force be with you. This is Red Leader Dominique, signing off. Godspeed, rebels.